I was remembering as I read last night for these readings today, especially with our students. Esther is a woman in the book of Esther and a very important person because she was kind of a savior, if you will, and she's kind of behind the scenes because her whole people were Jewish people. Were about to be killed, and she was the princess to the king. And this is what she said: "Help me, who am alone, and have no help but you, for I am taking my life in my hand." She's scared. She wanted to protect her people. Now think about you, as I thought of myself when I was listening. As a child, I used to hear from the books of my forefathers that you, O Lord, always free those who are pleasing to you. Now help me, who am alone and have no one but you, O Lord, my God. Let me speak it a little better. You as children, me as children, who of you had your parents read you a story? Pretty much everybody. Most of all, our parents have read us a story. Now here's another one. How many of you have had your parents that read stories from the Bible? Like, if your parents, have they read a story about like Moses, for instance, going across the Red Sea? Or Daniel in the lions? Or how about Noah and the flood? Right? These beautiful stories that we've heard, that those are true. We've also heard stories that are fiction, that are just beautiful stories, but they actually did that. And that's what Esther is sharing, that she heard when she was a little girl, all the stories of the people before their generation, basically save their country, or their people, or they follow God. And Esther eventually did the same. So, as children, as adults, at any time we can be called to God to do something important. Especially your children, you're called to do something for God, for your family, for your friend, for your teachers, for our school, for the parish. And then in our second reading, in our gospel, Jesus said to his disciples, says us this today, "Ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and the door will be opened to you." So ask, seek, and knock. And I wanted to share, just to finish our homily this morning, as your pastor, as your priest, the things that I ask for and seek and knock. But I wanted to think what you thought I would think first. What do you think I ask for as a priest? What do you think?
Candy.
Candy. No, that's what you guys ask for. Not for me. Yes. Yes, so you learned about God. That is exactly right. What else? What do you think I asked God for? Yep.
Bibles,
oh yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Prayers,
yep. Hold on. The bread, yeah, Mass. Oh yeah, yep. Big time. God's love. Is always there, even if we don't ask. Jesus, yeah, our Father. Yep. All right, how about, what do you think I seek? That's a harder word, a little bit, but what do I seek? What am I trying to find? God, oh yeah, yeah, in my personal life. Catholics. Yes. Do you know 75% of Catholics don't come to church? And that's probably the same in other denominations. For our brothers and sisters that go to different churches, 75% of people don't go.
Yep.
You're looking for the Bible?
The Bible? I have a lot of Bibles. But yeah, for you to read the Bible, yeah.
You're looking for, the Holy Family?
The Holy Family? Anything else? Yep. Prayers from God. Prayers, yep. God, yes. All right, the last one. So you've got some ideas of ask, seek, knock. What do I, as a priest, when I pray and ask and seek, what do I try to knock on the door?
To see the
Holy Spirit. The Holy
Spirit,
yes.
These kids are brilliant. What else do they?
Life itself.
Life itself, yeah.
You can go to a deep political situation on that right now. Yep. What else?
What do I knock? What do I try to knock?
Jasper?
For Jesus Christ.
Yeah, for Jesus Christ. Perfect. Good thoughts. Now I'll share what you guys said most of what I do, but I'll add some more. For me to ask, I ask God that we have more parishioners, that we have more students, that we have more relationships with people in our community. And we do really well. And I ask God that God continues to help us with that. I try to seek. This time, one thing to do is to seek for students that would love to come to our school. And part of that is that not all families can pay for that. And I seek people to be generous, to help people to have their students come to St. Thomas Aquinas. And to come to St. Thomas Aquinas Church. I seek for people with their relationship as God. I try to seek for people no matter where they are in their life. I'm not here to judge them. I'm not to condemn anybody. Families that are of different denominations. I'm not judging and saying you better be a Catholic or else. No. I want to seek people in their relationship with Jesus Christ, Savior. And I knock on the door. I do that mostly on the phone or physical, like just being with people to talk to them. To knock on the door of their heart as God does to us. To ask them questions. To ask if they'd love to come to church. They would love to have their child be baptized. If they'd love to be able to come to a church or a family or a school. The ways that we can, as our family, that you can join and come to our family. So those are some of my thoughts. And I'm so proud and I am thankful for my parents that read me those stories when I was your age or younger. And I had no idea I'd be a priest someday to do some of these things, to ask, to seek, and to knock. But they were my parents that sent the seeds in my heart to follow God. And so I ask for all of us to continue to, as we walk through Lent, kind of when you were kids, what did God prick you from your parents or your family? And what is your call to ask, seek, and knock?